¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two starts now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. After 2 weeks of our Twin Peaks fantasy football leagues, two of us are 1-1. Unfortunately, one of us is 2-0.
Yeah, and I got a guy in the league
yeah.
that won't stop sending me stupid-ass traits.
Well, he knows you're dumb enough to take one of them.
He wants Lamar Jackson, so he sends me a bunch of bench guys. And I'm like, bro, I'm not trading you one of the best fantasy quarterbacks right now
yeah.
for a bunch of dudes that you won't even start. Get out of here.
Who's your other quarterback?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, you got... Yeah, you're
so
fine.
I'm like, if I'm going to send you... In fact, I'm going to bench Deshaun Watson this week and start Lamar Jackson. So if I'm going to send you a guy, you've got to send me something. He's got Russell Wilson. I'm like, bro, if you want this, one, you're going to have to send me Russell Wilson for my bye week. Then two, let's start talking to like Brandon Cooks or something like that.
You need another guy that's going to help your starting lineup.
Yeah, because I'm not the one that needs the trade done. Now, I did lose Tyreek Hill, which is hurting me a little bit. And when he comes back, I'll be in good shape.
Well, I was scouring the waiver wire, and lucky enough, Jimmy G was available.
Oh,
so I got Garoppolo to replace Breeze in the short term. So we'll see if that helps. Because, man, with two Saints at the top of my lineup with Kamara and Breeze, I'm scrambling a little bit. Because I gave up on Mitch Trubisky. After watching him the first 2 weeks, I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. Yeah, what's his name? When Lewis Riddick said he was Maserati Mitch and he was going to have a breakout year and everybody should just sit back and watch and remember where they heard it. I remember where they heard it, and I heard enough and saw enough that I cut it.
Well, you know, I bet you Daniel Jones is available. He's a starter now.
Yeah, I see that, but I don't think that he's a...
How classy is Eli Manning the way he handled that thing?
Handled it all. Yeah, just... And for
did
a
you
guy,
expect anything less, though, from Eli Manning?
No, he's a pro's pro. But the thing is the question then becomes, does he find another home? Will
yes.
they either try and move him, like Tom Coughlin had him with the Giants, and you know that Jacksonville needs a quarterback?
Yes.
Is that
if
a
you're
potential
the Giants,
move?
If you're the Giants and you're like, all right, we are ride or die with Daniel Jones now. He's our quarterback of the future. What I would try to do is move Eli for a draft pick and a backup. I would send it to somebody and be like, hey, we need a body, so send us a body and, you know, a third rounder, fourth rounder. You're probably not going to get that for Eli, but I would ask because there are teams. When you look at a team like the Steelers, they could really use some help because they went out and made a trade for Minka Fitzpatrick. So they're already saying, hey, we still think we're in this.
Yeah.
A guy like Eli could help that team.
But the other thing they're saying is Mason Rudolph better be the heir apparent because they just gave away a pick that might have been, if they continued to be bad, might have been top five enough to get you in the conversation for a Herbert from Oregon or a Tua at Alabama, and you could have really gotten a stud quarterback. Instead, you're saying Minka Fitzpatrick was better than them, and he's going to help us, and like you said, and we're going to try and win this season.
Yeah,
that could be a tall order with Baltimore playing well and Cleveland playing good. I mean... That's going to be a tough...
Do you think the Steelers are better with,
Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, or Eli Manning?
I think Mason Rudolph, at this point in the season, knows the playbook and everything like that, and he didn't look bad. I think that I would rather roll with Mason Rudolph than give up more to get an Eli Manning.
Okay.
But you know what? But the move to get Minka Fitzpatrick, to your point, says they may be worried about winning this year. And I don't know through the trials and tribulations of his first full season at the NFL if Mason Rudolph's a guy that's going to be able to get you there.
Yep. don't forget, like you said, Jacksonville needs a quarterback. You know, the Saints could be, I mean, you could do a lot worse if you had, but I think they like their situation with Bridgewater
and
Hill.
They paid him too much to let him just, yeah, you're right. And Hill is another safety valve.
Yeah.
And that'll be interesting to see. But yeah, I mean, when you look at everything, Ryan Clark and another one of the guys that's a longtime Steelers beat writer, we're just killing the Steelers for making this trade. But it, you know, if you're inside that building, and of course, because you're coming off all the turmoil of Le'Veon Bell that led into Antonio Brown, that led into all the controversy with Roethlisberger, and you look at it and say, look, this is a big year for us. And we can't just disappear, fold up our tents, and go home because it's a bad look for us. So if we're trying to stay relevant, as much as you guys were saying from a personnel standpoint, I wouldn't have given up that one for that guy. From inside that building, they're probably saying, look, we've got to stay in this and be competitive.
Yeah, and if you look at that Steelers secondary, it was not good.
It was not. I mean, Joe Hayden's not Joe Hayden when he was with the Browns.
Yeah, but that secondary had been pretty bad.
It's fallen off.
Already, yeah. And, I mean, I think they're already, like, third or fourth worst in passing yards allowed through 2 weeks. And if you think you have a chance, if you think that that division is ripe for the taking, if you think you can, you know, beat a Baltimore or at least make some hay, I mean, you better go out and get better at some point, because if you got more holes than just at quarterback, and maybe they think Mason Rudolph is the guy. But if you're going to make that kind of move, it might behoove you to go out and at least test the waters for a guy like Eli Manning.
And again, people,
because he's got playoff experience. He's got, I mean, I know his skill set has diminished somewhat, but they said the same thing about Peyton when he was in at Indy after the neck injury.
So, and you also got to have guys around you that can play.
Yeah, and you got to have an offensive line that buys you time to make the throws.
That's what I mean. And so aside from just having Saquon Barkley and a bunch of patchwork and overpaid players, you could go to a team that has the pieces around. Can you imagine if you could put Eli behind the Pittsburgh offensive line, and you got Juju Smith-Schuster, and you've got a reliable back in Connor, and you've got some other elements there that you say, you know what? We're not asking you to win us the game. Just don't lose us the game like a rookie can do. And he might be able to do something. So, you know, and again, that don't second guess that Coughlin relationship. Tom Coughlin, old school guy, an older guy.
Yeah.
And as far as his memory will take him, he will stay loyal to his guys. And so he may say, hey, we'd love to have Eli for the rest of the year. And maybe he's willing to give up, you know, a mid-round pick.
And it's funny because you go from Eli would go from the Giants, and give the Giants credit, they tried to make that offensive line better with some of the moves and some of the additions they made. Just didn't work out. But that Steelers line, it might be one of the best lines in football right now. So you put him behind that line. And I mean, it's at least a top three, top five offensive line.
It's pretty good.
You put him behind that line and give him some time, and maybe he has the opportunity to make some of those throws. You still have weapons because you still have Connor. You still have Juju Smith-Schuster. You just need a guy that can get him the ball. And, and maybe they're sold on Rudolph. I don't know. But I do say it was the way he handled it was first class all the way. And I think he was interviewed at his locker. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said about being demoted.
Football games, and right now that's getting Daniel and helping him and supporting him.
Eli, do you wish you had a longer opportunity this year to show what you had?
Well, you know, that's just not, you can wish all you want. That's not the way it played out. And in some ways, you know, I signed up for this knowing, when you draft a young quarterback, this can happen. I gotta live with it and make the best of it.
Eli, what was your initial reaction when Coach Shermer approached you yesterday?
Yeah, you know, just, I knew there was a possibility and, you know, just said, hey, I'll handle it and I'll support Daniel and I'll do, I'll be a good teammate and, you know, do what I'm told.
Just two games in, any element of surprise though with the decision?
You know, just, hey, when you're a football player, you do what you're told and this is, you know, this is what I've been told and I'll handle it.
Well, he did handle it with class and... Mm-hmm. People are saying, look, now if the Giants are going to make this move, he becomes even more important if that's possible because he's going to be the guy that shows them the ropes and helps them with every aspect from the meeting room to the playbook to coming off a tough series on the field and being able to coach him through. From an Eli perspective, you've got 17 million reasons why that makes sense because they brought you back and they kept you around and they gave you a chance and they're paying you $17 million this year and you're going to stay healthy. And then at the end of the year, you got a decision to make. Do you feel like you can still contribute and play for an NFL team at a fairly high level, at least to quarterback a squad or make it, you know, or are you going to be okay being a backup? But the fact that he's going to get $17 million regardless that we all know this. We hated to see Akeem Olajuwon in a Raptors uniform.
Sure.
But it's possible.
And he knew. I mean, at some point, you know, as a starting quarterback in the NFL that has longevity like he's had, that your days are numbered.
Yep.
As you get older, I mean, we always say, and it's a father time is undefeated. That's a very well-known fact, especially in the NFL, but in sports in general. You're not going to, you don't get younger and you don't get better. You get worse over time. And so he knows, he knew this day was coming. Tom Brady knows this day is coming. Now, whether he chooses to stick around or just retire before it happens, but it's coming for everybody. And so I think Eli just knew and he handled it well. And I mean, my hat goes off to him because that's got to be very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, I think the Mannings do an unbelievable job of hiding their emotions.
Yeah.
But it's, they do such a good job to the point where I really don't know if Eli Manning is going to be, you know, completely and truly okay with it. He may not express anger, or he may not express it vocally,
yeah,
or publicly. But he may want out.
And he's definitely in a glass case of emotion.
I would agree with that. And I think a part of the reason is that he's trying to stay playing football despite how many years of not so good performance.
Yeah.
I don't know how Tom Brady will react. I would imagine he would be afforded the same longevity too in the event that his play starts to go down. I would imagine that the Patriots will afford him an extra year or two just because he's Tom Brady and what he's done for this
team. That's also,
but is he going to be okay with it?
And here's the thing. I think he's at a position where when he knows, he's not sticking around. He's not even, if it's even borderline, I think he's going to, at a certain point, he's going to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. He's going to a fist fight with a loaded gun with ammunition, if Tom Brady, because he's doing things that most quarterbacks at 40 can't do. Even if they wanted to do it. Or at Eli's case, whatever age he is, he's reached a point where he can't do what he used to do at the level he was doing it. For whatever Brady's secret is, he keeps fooling everybody and smoking mirrors and otherwise, winning Super Bowls, so he's not going to stop until that starts to decline. But the minute that it does, he can honestly walk out way, fade into the sunset, and say, you know what? Been there, done that, did that better than anybody, and I'm done.
Eli's 38. Now, I will say this, and I didn't expect it, but last year, as far as passing yards go, was his best year since 2015. He had 4,200 passing yards and hadn't gotten close to that since 2015 when he had 4,400 yards. Now, touchdowns are way down. Yep. And interceptions,
picks were up.
Yep. Interceptions actually were down.
Were they? I thought they were up last year.
No. He hadn't. I mean, 11 is the lowest.
Well, he had that one year where it was like 1,000 interceptions, and I think that was the year before.
He has 20, 25, and 27 in his career, but the year before he had 13, then 16, then 14, then 14. He hadn't thrown that few since 2008.
Really? For a bad team.
He threw 10 in 2008, and he threw 11 last year. So I think the skill set, there's still some skill set there. You just got to give the guy some time. I mean, he threw for 4,300 yards.
They have fumbles lost.
42.99. I'm sure they do. I'm on the football.
Because okay. I know that he did have a tendency to lose the football one way or the other. But look, I didn't realize his picks were down that low.
Yeah.
But look, I still think he could help somebody.
And somebody suggested, why not send him to the Jets? Well, one, they're going to get Darnold back eventually.
What would you see? They're just...
But that offensive line is ass, too. I wouldn't want to play, if I'm Eli, if you're going to send me somewhere I got a chance.
Chance to win. Yeah, I would say that's for sure. He's going to have to
look at
that
scenario. I just have a chance to not die, and then I've got reporters calling me for wanting to get my statement after I'm dead. No, just send me where an offensive line is going to protect me.
Okay.
So
you don't think he's not coming to the Texans anytime soon, right?
Definitely.
Okay, just checking. Hour number two rolls on. It's a Way Back Wednesday on the Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. More right here on ESPN 97.5.
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Way Back Wednesday on the Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. Why are you all but giving me crazy looks?
This song sucks.
Rest in peace, Rick Ocasek, lead singer of The Cars. This band right here. So,
yeah, a lot of people like The Cars.
I tried to get Rick on the show today. He was unavailable.
Unavailable for comment.
Just saying.
Did you try to get him and Eddie Money?
Eddie Money was busy.
I saw a great post because Eddie Money passed away, and this dude, what's his name?
Rick Ocasek.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars. And Tommy Drake had a great post on Facebook where he said, hey, maybe God just needed some money in a car.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That is really like, wow.
Good for
That's
you.
That's pretty good. And you know what? Here's
solid
the thing.
Joke writing right there.
This is why you realize that if you can front a band, you're going to get asked no matter how ugly you are. Because if you look at Rick Ocasek, not a handsome man.
Oh, gosh.
From the
wasn't,
teeth
wasn't,
to...
Wasn't. Definitely not now.
Right.
Wasn't.
Fair point.
Okay.
You know who he was married to?
I don't even want to know. This is going to make me sad.
Mm-hmm. Paulina Porizkova.
What?
Yep. One of the world's most famous models for a long period of time was his longtime wife. So.
Does she still have her fastball? It's not bad.
It ain't bad. But.
Yeah, when you look at them.
Ain't what it used to be, but who is?
When you look at them side by side, that dude, either it was. Okay.
This is about to get Barry time. Here we go.
What does that mean?
Either
this dude was blessed, we'll say, in the penis department. I didn't think I need to say that.
You didn't
I?
Have to. Well, you did anyway.
Or he had, well, we know he had money and talent. But is that enough to get a hot chick, really? Don't you need a third element?
I would
is
say
it
this.
Just money and talent, or is it like if you were hot but you didn't have, you weren't hashtag blessed, you're in good shape because you got those three, or maybe you're not hot but you are hashtag blessed with money and talent, then you get supermodels.
Well, Tommy Lee covers one area for you.
I don't know if Tommy Lee is good looking or not.
He's
though.
Not. But
he's
what I'm
not?
Saying. I'm
he doesn't
saying.
Look
are
like
you
that,
sure?
He doesn't
yeah,
look
but
like
we
that.
Know
yeah.
he's hashtag blessed. Pam Anderson video.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So then the other thing is, we've all been to a concert before. When you go to a concert and you see how many girls lose their mind over their favorite performer,
Axl
band
Rose.
Member, whatever. Yeah.
That
and
dude,
you realize, then when you work in
like
and
the
around
Crypt
the industry.
From Tales from the Crypt.
And you see the people that get to go backstage.
Yeah.
And then you realize, hey, the rock, any kind of like, I would just say the music industry, you're going to get yours.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have your pick.
Yeah.
And it means
well,
something.
We get that a lot in radio, too. So.
Well, that's why we keep the door shut around here, except for the front door.
That
the
never happens. The oh, that was supposed to be
area.
In your ear, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there is now in
don't,
comedy.
Don't kid yourself. We had three crazy fans break in here one day. And the next thing you know, remember, we were talking about them on air because they were tweeting us pictures. And before you knew it, they surrounding Nick in the studio.
They weren't after our bods like rock stars, though. They just wanted to hang out because we're cool people.
Okay. Did you verify that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious. I mean, look at us. People can see us.
We don't airbrush.
No, we don't airbrush. Nope. But this is the case in comedy, too. There's some ugly-ass comics that are banging it out every night. And I'm like, how, bro? Like, what? I guess chicks just like dudes on stage.
Maybe.
They just like, oh, you're famous. It's like, well, he's really not. I mean, you know, this is Tulsa on a Thursday.
They like people of importance, too. I mean, maybe you're not famous, but you're popular. Or you're just
I don't know.
Connected. Or you
it
know,
could be.
They
that
just
could
don't
be.
Want no damn losers.
That could
that
be.
Guy clearly wasn't a loser.
No.
No.
He had a hell of a career. Cars were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It looks like he's playing Dana Carvey playing
him.
Good
point. I was just going to say the same thing, that facially, it looks like Dana Carvey put on a really like a headbanger's black wig.
Yeah, this would be like Bill and Ted, like, you know, great-grandparents.
Yeah, he looks bad.
Yeah.
He looks,
So don't crap on the song.
Well, rest in peace. But people love the Cars. That was my point.
Yeah.
People like, oh, Cars, best group ever. I'm like, really? They had like one poppy hit that I
liked.
Oh,
just
no.
I couldn't name them all, but I know there's more than one.
Not just one. Because the bottom line is, someone actually on my Facebook.
Shake it up.
Yeah, they had
really?
Shake it up, let the good times roll.
Just what I needed.
Just when I needed.
Moving in stereo.
Moving in stereo.
Never heard that.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's the song when Phoebe Cates gets out of the pool.
What is it? Play it. I don't know what that is. Moving in stereo?
Great song. You'll know the riff in it, no doubt about it.
Really? Are you sure?
I know your favorite is "Who's Gonna Drive You Home."
Oh, that's a good ass song.
I see. I knew you.
Yeah, I love that song. Are you gonna take your top off right now?
You love that.
I don't remember this.
Are you ready, Brad? It's so
easy. Yeah, this song sucks.
No, it does not.
Yeah, that song sucks.
That's just the start of the song. When you get into the chorus,
this sounds like something that would be on a bad Atari video game. Cool. Oh, I hope I get to save the princess and slay the dragon in this 80s Atari video game I'm playing.
Just get in your car and listen to Taylor Swift, okay? Because
I do like that. Who's gonna drive you home? That is that's great
the
song.
Sappiest, worst song the Cars have. And the ironic thing
is
to
really?
Me was when they were.
By the way, Eddie Money, very underrated.
Eddie Money had some good songs.
He did.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that either. But you realize, like, when people were talking about Rick Ocasek passing away in the Cars. Play a song and show the video of where Rick Ocasek fronted the song. Don't play "Who's Gonna Drive Me Home" and the blonde bassist that gets to sing his one song. And they're like, "Rick passed away at the age of..." That isn't Rick! And it's not the song he sang! Can we not at least do enough research somewhere to get it right?
You were really bothered by this,
It
huh?
bothered me, yes.
Just
like Eddie Money. You know what, Eddie Money, you say, and it's true, he's got... a lot of underrated hits. Lot of good, great songs. But here's the thing. He's only going to be known for his song with Ronnie D, "Take Me Home Tonight."
Yes.
That's the overplayed Eddie Money song.
It's a great song.
So you're Mr. Overplayed.
I was jamming that on the way back from Beaumont.
This that's is just not us going either one of them.
This
yeah.
is just us going
yeah,
to
that's,
break.
That's Nick saying enough of this talk.
Yeah, so... you were a big Cars fan, huh? Did you have... how many Cars albums did you own?
At least one, if not two.
Really?
Candio and...
I would have thought he would have said, I bought a K-single.
No, Candio, and then I think the first one was just called The Cars. But at least two.
How many Eddie Money 8-tracks did you have?
I never owned an 8-track. Thank you.
That's such a lie.
And you know what? The Eddie Money song that I like...
like three,
that's
damn
underrated is I Think I'm in Love. It's a good song.
I Think I'm in Love. Okay, I'll have to look that up. I'll probably know it when I hear it.
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
So how did you play records in your car? Like, you didn't have record players in the dash back in the day,
no,
right, Joel?
But
every time you hit a pothole,
I had
skipped.
A converter.
Damn it.
I had an adapter and a converter so that as long as that I could put the station wagon seats down and back so that the turntable stayed flat.
No, but seriously, how did they? So I guess when back in the day when they had records, everybody in the cars had 8-tracks, right?
No, it was just radio, bro.
They didn't have, what did they have? How,
they had 8-tracks, but at one point
it was... so how could you play
just,
your albums in your car?
You didn't.
Or you bought...
you are
the
such
combo,
a dumbass.
You bought the combo record player / cassette deck so that
See?
You taped the record
See?
And then you used the cassette
it
in the
car.
It
was possible.
Yeah.
No,
dummy.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Dummy. He called you dummy.
You
he
didn't
went,
play your records in the car. Yeah, you would buy the 8-track version or you would listen to
That's
the radio.
That's what I just said.
Until, but you act like there was an actual record player in the car.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't around at that time.
What
I'm not a dinosaur.
Dumbass. Record player in the car.
You know, there was
oh
a time when we used our car with our bare feet. The hole
Joel,
was cut out in the bottom. And
I was going to say, you realize he grew up in Wisconsin, so it was all gravel roads. You're never going to play a record driving on gravel roads.
But a tailgate party was on because we could, with that adapter, that turntable was blasting. Look out now. All right. Hey, stay tuned. Hour number two rolls on. We've got some secret information for you on WWE Royal Rumble coming up in as well. So don't go anywhere. It's 90 in the book, still 90 to the go. Second half of the show coming up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel on a way back Wednesday. Having some fun. Also, telling you about what's going on for a lot of you wrestling fans. In case you haven't heard, WWE Royal Rumble. Tickets are about to go on sale. It's coming to Houston. It's going to be at Minute Maid Park. It's going to be the WWE Royal Rumble, Sunday, January the 26th. Two huge Royal Rumble matches and all the WWE superstars, including Brock Lesnar, Becky Lynch, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and many more. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. But we're going to give you an exclusive pre-sale code to get tickets before they go on sale. All you got to do right now is you go to astros.com/rumble and use the code 975VIP. Patrick Creighton, are you listening? astros.com/rumble. Use the code 975VIP. You and Ken Hoffman will be first in line for those WWE tickets along with Brandon Strange because those three guys absolutely get so geeked up about WWE. You don't.
I do not.
Nor do I.
How
many figurines do you own, Nick?
Zero.
Okay.
I was back in the Stone Cold Rock era with the Rock and Sock connection and all that. I was into it again.
The Rock and Sock connection?
Yeah, that was when Mick Foley would wear a sock puppet, and then he would choke people by putting the sock puppet in their mouth.
I thought that was you on Pornhub.
That was a move.
The Rock and Sock connection. I thought that was the move.
I was into it for like a year and a half, and then it jumped the shark for me.
No.
Still into socks. Okay. Never gave that up. But yeah, it kind of jumped the shark for me. But there are wrestle dorks that love it more than anything. I still to this day do not understand why they keep records in wrestling. It's like keeping track of your wife's fake orgasms. I've never understood that. He's a 55-0 because that's how you wrote it. Why are you keeping track of that?
We're back there today getting ready to shoot a video for Sports Map. Hoffman walks in. He's so adamant that he talks to Brandon Strange.
Which Hoffman?
Ken Hoffman, not AJ. Ken Hoffman comes in and he's preparing to go on air with Charlie. He's so adamant that Brandon Strange gives him who he thinks is going to win the Royal Rumble he doesn't look stupid on the air because he's got a couple he's got to pick from.
Wow.
And then he asked me, I go, you're asking the wrong guy because I don't care about that acting and I don't get into it.
Kamala's going to win.
He may have brought that. I think he brought that up.
Kamala?
Not Kamala Juice, but...
No, Kamala was an old school. Oh, he was the one that painted. Google Kamala the wrestler. You'll know who it is.
He asked me about one of them, and I was like, I couldn't tell you.
By the way, I stand corrected. Nicholas, you're not a dumbass.
Wait.
You're not a dumbass. I Googled it.
Did you?
There are record players in cars.
Yeah, I see it.
Whoever invented that is a dumbass.
Why?
Because it's going to skip.
But it was, at that time, that was all that was available.
Yeah, but why? No smart person would be like, oh, this thing that has a needle that can bounce up and down when you go over bumps, we'll put that in a car.
Look, man, I just retweeted it too because Aaron Rabel tagged us on
Aaron
it as well.
Was talking about it too, yeah.
Yeah, I Googled it. I just found one on YouTube.
I found one. The one I saw was the one with the blue interior, the car with the blue interior, and it's got the record player under the dash, basically.
I don't know, but this one says that Peter Carl Goldmark invented the Highway Hi-Fi Micro Groove. And he looks like he would have shot JFK.
He looks like, yeah.
This is the guy that thought it would be a good, smart idea to put record players in cars. Sorry, Peter.
Now,
that's why nobody likes
that's
you.
That's when you taped
weirdo
a nickel or a quarter on top of your needle so that it stayed. It was more stable and it stayed on the record. It didn't skip as much.
With all the potholes in Houston, that ain't never going to... You'd need a roll of quarters.
That you're going from song 1 to song 11. Just like... Yeah. Just like that.
They're able to...
I'm amazed that somebody was dumb enough to put a record player
really
in a car.
Stupid.
They were able to do it with CDs with the whole anti-skip technology.
That's lasers and digital and...
That was a lot different, I think. Because you could go running with a Walkman. Could you imagine going running with a record player?
That'd be so funny. You were walking around with those stereo units that you had in your car, right? You would carry that around.
The pullout
head unit from the car. Yeah. I would carry that
around.
Was
that big, though? It wasn't that big, though.
It was
kind of big.
It was. I'm trying to think of how big it was.
If it was just the faceplate, I know that wasn't incredibly big.
No, this
was
the pullout
was like the size of a small lunchbox.
Yeah, it was
a
like 10 or 12 pounds, right?
It wasn't
than 10 pounds.
It wasn't that heavy.
No, it wasn't that heavy, but it was a decent size as far as like, it was a You've installed a head unit before, right?
I have.
Think of that. It's just with a handle on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a normal-sized head unit, but right. It's just got a handle on it. Yeah, that was highfalutin. Boy, that was, even though it was Krako, it was still a pullout. Didn't matter. Krako sucked.
Yeah, I know the name,
I bet Krako invented the record player in the car. That's just the dumbest thing ever.
And, it is pretty stupid.
I can't believe you were right about that. And I think you were just messing with us.
No, I really didn't know. I didn't even, I had no idea.
That's the funniest part is you were messing with us for being old, thinking about how stupid would it be to have a record player in your car. Turns out that was real. Yeah. And none of us knew that.
Nope.
I had no idea. I mean, look.
Our generation was the dumbest.
I'm thinking back to the days.
Well, Joel's generation. It was 50s and 60s. So I was.
So Joel. That was like a Bill O'Brien trade. It was the 50s with the chance that based on performance, you would think it's the 60s.
Right.
So, yeah, just be aware of that. I'm just thinking back to the cars my parents had, and they were these, you know, they were steel and they were solid. But even still, there's no way a record player would conceivably be anything that someone should
like. I'm old enough.
That
like,
would be great.
Like, my parents had a record player at the house. I'm old enough to remember that, but I've never seen that. In terms of head units in cars, like stereo units, I've always seen tape decks. That would be like furthest back that I could go.
Right. You don't remember 8-track?
No. I saw an 8-track in somebody's house. Like, I've seen someone like had just old 8-tracks laying around at their house. I've never seen it in a car.
Oh, dude.
Not like in real life.
My dad
on TV.
Had an 8-track player in his car.
Yeah, my dad did too. He had a Ford LTD with an 8-track in it.
My dad had an LTD too.
Yeah.
He had an old Cutlass Supreme that had it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We had a Cutlass Supreme as well.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, and radio was a bigger deal then because that was the main way, whether it be music or information, that people got while they were traveling. And my dad was a salesman, so he was traveling all over, driving hours at a time. Boy, he listened to nothing but talk radio, sports radio, and music that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got breaking news here, or somewhat breaking news. But as we continue to follow this NFL saga of Antonio Brown, we know that Brittany Taylor, the lady that has accused Antonio Brown, she spent 10 hours at the NFL offices yesterday. But now, Pittsburgh area law enforcement looking into allegations of Antonio Brown's sexual assault, June of 2017. Authorities will not prosecute him due to the expiration of the statute of limitations. A detective contacted Brittany Taylor's lawyer after her lawsuit against Brown became public. And sources told ESPN, since the allegation is more than 2 years old, there will not be an investigation.
Interesting.
I don't know how that factors in or makes a difference one way or another. Because
the NFL
you're not
proven.
Saying it didn't happen.
Right.
You're just saying you can't prosecute.
And the NFL has proven it doesn't matter what goes on in the court of law. They're gonna do their own investigation. So it doesn't necessarily have to be prosecuted or even investigated criminally for them to take action. So they'll still look into it. By the way, just to put a bow on the Eli Manning discussion, I looked it up at the break when we were talking. Mm-hmm. Eli was ninth in passing yards last year. I know a lot of people want to say he was washed up, but at 4299, he finished ahead of Kirk Cousins. He finished ahead of Carr. And I know Breeze, didn't have a great year, but he had more passing yards than Drew Brees last year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was his QB rating, though?
Let's see. His QBR was, 48.7. But he had the 11 interceptions. But the problem was he only had 21 touchdowns. But how much do you blame Manning for that if he's throwing for 4,300 yards versus the weapons that he has?
That's a good question.
So, I don't know.
Here's another interesting tidbit we were talking about earlier in the show. The Yankees have announced Giancarlo Stanton will return as the Yankees look to lock up the East tonight.
Yeah, that's what we just said.
I know. I'm just saying it's official now.
Oh, it's official?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like Carlos Correa. We told you there was thought that he could be back last night, and he was.
Yep.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. It is the second hour of the show. It's a 3-hour program. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour two rolls on. 3-hour show. Way back Wednesday. Songs dedicated to the Texans and Bill O'Brien with time, time management, clocks.
That's right.
Things like that.
Mark on Twitter said, been stuck in traffic and your conversation with Nick about record players just made my day. And the Poison intro back into the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Stop it.
That was Joel's list.
You're dang right. Both of them are.
I saw it and I was like, nobody wants to hear Poison.
Oh, stop.
I stand
everybody wants to hear Hootie.
Everybody
Hootie.
Loves the cut. Yeah.
That's the and one that I had to put that on the list.
Yeah. Gotta love Hootie.
Not bad.
You love him more as a country singer.
Yeah, Darius Rucker is the man.
Walt Walker said, I doubt the car record player was for when you were driving. It had more to do with parking.
Maybe.
Really? Just get a room.
Dude,
back then,
old
people are weird.
Are you kidding me?
Old people are weird. Get a room.
There were more people conceived in back seats than there were at rooms back then.
That's probably true.
I mean, think about it. Was it on Happy Days, Inspiration Point?
Or whatever. Go make out. Yeah.
You can best believe that the record player was in full usage if it was there at Inspiration Point.
Good point. Probably very true.
Now, wasn't there a story?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Now, Barry, here's another interesting tidbit, because you think maybe it's a lost art, the art of
necking,
having some fun in the back of a car. But how about if it's in the back of a squad car?
What?
Yeah, how about this? So I found this story the other day. This couple was in handcuffs, okay? They're in a police car in Florida. Shocker, I know. They removed their clothes and had sex in an encounter that eventually was interrupted when a sheriff's deputy opened the door and had to stop them. Talking about. About 20 minutes to midnight on a Friday night, cop stops a man and a woman who were riding bicycles with no lights on a street. In Fernandina Beach, a city outside Jacksonville.
Pause.
You are breaking the law, man, if you are riding your bikes without lights.
What kind of law? What kind of dumbass law is that?
Well, the golf cart was out of gas.
You got to have lights on your bike now? You can't just ride your bike willy-nilly. You got to load
it up
like
that for a while.
That's called a motorcycle. If I wanted one of those, I would get one. But I wanted a bicycle that has reflectors.
So as the story proceeds, the two bikes cut across the road and were almost hit by another vehicle due to them not having any lights on their bikes. Nassau County Sheriff's Office deputies noted this and pulled them over to question the suspects. Okay?
Okay.
They declined to perform field sobriety tests as the deputies questioned their sobriety and if they had been drinking. So they were busted after the deputy concluded that she was cycling while impaired. So she was arrested and placed in the back seat of the patrol vehicle. The cop then turned the attention to the male, who was subsequently arrested after he performed poorly on the same sobriety test and showed signs of impairment. A search of their backpack turned up several full cans of Four Loko and one empty.
Oh, that Four Loko.
Boy, that stuff is dangerous.
Thomas said the couple was coming from the Hammerhead Beach bar when they were stopped by police. Yeah. So they hammered them, and then they went on their business, and with handcuffs, they got it on.
So they cuff them, stuff them, throw them in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And then they just decide they're going to bang it out right there, cuffed and all.
The deputy was outside the car waiting for a vehicle to transport the two to jail, Megan and Aaron took their clothes off and started to have sex in the squad car.
That's super fast, by the way. Incredibly fast to take your clothes off.
How?
You're in that situation,
right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
So they put you in the car handcuffed. I'm assuming your hands are behind your back because that's how they usually cuff you. And then they're drunk, handcuffed, and they still were able to get completely naked. He was able to.
Joel, Joel's looking at the picture of the mugshot, isn't he?
Be ready to perform.
I am not looking at the picture, but I've seen
that.
And
then they bang it out?
This dude had to be very flexible Let's just say that, because the deputy saw the two and what they were doing, so they opened the door to stop them. The male was naked. The female had her pants down where her Virginia area was visible. Also observed her bra was halfway off. Her breasts were fully exposed. And as Thomas, the male, was being removed from the cruiser, he pulled away from a second deputy who was knocked to the ground. It turns out he had moved his handcuffed hands from the back of his body to the front of his body.
Oh, that's, I could see you doing that, though. That's,
you're going all the way over the top.
No, you go underneath your legs, you weirdo. Over the top.
Well, that's when you're double jointed or whatever. No, and what you can do kinds of crazy gymnastics.
Go gadget
that's
shoulders.
That's crazy.
No, bro, you just go underneath. You could do that. You just go up under your butt, behind your knees, through your feet, and then
you've done this before, haven't you?
No, I'm not. Nope.
Not that you're admitting on air, huh? He then fled and had to be "quote unquote" corralled by other sheriffs.
Now, wait a second.
Near the Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, they have to tackle him naked.
Oh, I quit. I'm in pursuit. I'm gonna need backup. Why? Because I'm not doing this. I quit. Right back to the car and leave.
Oh, you'll love this, because these are classy people. Man. The female, when she was being transferred to another car,
boy, oh boy,
was noted to have a tattoo on her arm, Miss Thirsty.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. She allegedly became violent, started kicking at deputies,
and
was forced to the ground.
You interrupt me during coitus, I'm going to be upset too.
Bond has been set at $12,508, both charged with DUI.
Okay. No. Yeah. Why is it, of all this whole thing, I think I'm the most upset that they got pulled over on bicycles and given DUIs for riding a bike. Doesn't that seem excessive?
It does.
They're on bicycles.
You
Who
know
are they
why,
going
though?
To harm?
Because you know, the deputies
than
falling were just
over,
pissed.
Other than falling over and hurting themselves, I get it if you want to give them a PI.
Well, they ran out. They're riding in the intersections of traffic.
So you get a PI, you get reckless endangerment or whatever. But a DUI, you're not driving anything. You're riding. You're pedaling under the influence.
Form of transportation.
Pedaling under the influence. You got a PUI. But not a DUI. That's not fair. Give them the PI, public intoxication. Give them reckless endangerment or whatever you
What's
want to
PUI?
Give them.
What's a PUI? Penis used intercourse? Wow. In the back of the squad car? DUI, resisting officers. Exposure of sexual organs, which is against the law. Engaging in...
Exposing sexual organs.
Yes. Engaging in lascivious acts. Thomas was being held without bond, facing similar charges as well as escape and making threats against public officials.
Pink Valkyrie has a great point. There are guys that can't undo a bra strap sober with two hands not cuffed.
I saw that. I agree.
This dude gets his hands up to the front, gets naked.
Yep.
Gets her panties down, bra off, almost all the way off.
Then Harry Houdini's his way out of custody.
Knocks two cops down.
And Barry Sanders' his way to the Cold Stone Creamery before he gets tackled.
I think that my only other question is, if he was in the middle of doing it and they pulled him off and he fights them and takes off running, what's the time frame we're talking about between being ready to go and not?
And gotta go.
Because then you're running down the road. Now I would give him a ticket for that. Running while aroused. You're getting a fine. And a ticket for that for sure. No one wants to see that running around.
No. I would just be afraid of any shots being fired, you know? Right. Wouldn't want any of that.
Bro, I'd tase him. Could you imagine getting tased
down
there? He was
shooting a shot all right in the back of the squad car.
You imagine they shoot the taser into your crotch? Oh,
seriously.
Why would you think that?
This is the same man that visualizes anyone blowing their nose what the booger content is.
Sounds so painful. No, I don't want to imagine that.
I warned you.
I looked at Trevor Siemian's injury and I was disgusted. Why would I think that?
Oh, God, that would be awful.
This is from the same guy that's thinking about the booger content in a sneeze, and blowing your nose.
Well, what else is there, Joel, when someone blows their nose? What else am I going to be thinking about while someone blows their nose loudly in a restaurant next to me?
Your food.
No.
You're thinking about the booger content? I'm not. I'm thinking about why. If it bothers me, I'm thinking about why he's doing it.
Okay.
For so long.
You weren't there. You can hear it. What else? Why else do you blow your nose?
You can hear the booger.
Yes. It's disgusting.
All right. We're going to continue to roll on. When we come back, 1 hour left to go in the show. 60 minutes on the clock. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Don't have to do a darn thing, but keep it right here on ESPN 97.5.